This is CliffCentral.com.
Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Lucas Graham. There we go. That's Dori, who works here in the office. I said yesterday she wouldn't be able to choose three songs for 2016, and she's kind of proven me wrong. Well done. Nice song. I do think that's one of the best songs of the year.
That's what that time list of 10 things.
Yeah.
That song was on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. Nice job, Lucas Graham. All right, we've got a couple of other news stories to get to, and then we're going to meet Rami and Romeo in a moment. That's Rami Shwene and Romeo Mabasa. They've got a show called Belighted with Rami and Romeo, and that's on cliffcentral.com. We'll introduce you to them in a short while. Okay, you know Rami, of course, from television. She's been in a huge array of television shows. She's also written a book. She's also released an album. This is a very, very talented human being. Romeo is a life coach, a motivational speaker, and he has written three books. How do you like that, Ben? Huh? No slouch.
Three more than me.
That's right. And he speaks to university students and graduates around the country and is currently involved in the TVET colleges, among other things. So two really interesting people we'll get to meet and get to know a little bit better. I also got Norma popping in a bit later on because we're going to be doing a song together at Cliff Central Carols, which is going to be very exciting.
Are you then doing a rehearsal?
We are going to be doing such a thing.
You're nervous, though, let's be honest.
Well, she's a great singer, and I would never charge people money to hear me sing. So thankfully, the Soweto Gospel Choir are there for that purpose. All right, let's get into this. So Flax, you've got some news about the Justin Bieber concert. I see you were busy talking about the pricing of the concert tickets. Do you want to tell us what the cost of a Justin Bieber ticket is?
So, like, normal tickets range between, like, 500, 700, 1,000, 1,500. But then you get these ridiculous tickets for 8,000 and 15,000 rand. So, it's basically you situated for 8,000 and 15,000 rand in his stage. So, like, the stage goes out, but then there's, like, a hole in the middle of the stage, and you'll be able to go there. You get a backstage tour. So they just walk you through whichever stadium he's playing at. Like, you can't do that any other day. You get a merchandise package, which, not like you can't buy it yourself.
Yeah.
And then you get a laminated photo. I mean, for 15,000 rand. Remember, Justin Bieber cancelled all his meet and greets after a fan who was labeled as a stalker once got into one of his concerts and got into a meet and greet with him. So that
so he doesn't do meet and greets
anymore.
Yeah,
that was a security threat, so they cancelled meet and greets. So for 15 grand, you don't even get to meet him. You just get to be maybe 50 meters closer than me.
15,000 rand, that's insane.
Who has that type of money, 15,000 rand?
Lots of people's parents.
No, but you don't walk up to your parent and say, can I have 15,000 rand for a four-hour concert?
Stupid, right?
Unless there's like...
Any parent who buys their kid a 15,000 rand ticket to do everything except meet Justin Bieber at a dumb Justin Bieber concert, that parent is a bad parent.
Guys, it's all relative. Let's not knock the criminals out there who steal money all year to make to do this.
You think that's what's happening?
Gareth, if you're a gangster, you can. You've earned the right to give your child that.
You see, the thing is, this 15,000 rand ticket thing is probably and most definitely going to be sold out. So people are going to buy it.
Yeah, you're right. It's ridiculous. All right. Kate says, this is an email I got from Kate. She says, I don't have WeChat or Touch Central's app, so I can't message directly. And I listen to the podcast, so this is delayed. But I wanted to send a big screw you to Unati. He called to say how horrible his life is because his wife won't give him morning sex. I think it was Inati who did that, but yeah.
Ah, yes.
Remember
the story yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. Says, I have a similar problem, says Kate. Before we were married, my husband was the most romantic and thoughtful guy I had ever met. After our wedding, the romance completely dried up. Ooh. I, too, felt like I'd been duped into marriage, but I shared these feelings with my husband, and things have improved. I wonder when last Inati made his wife feel beautiful and appreciated, or shared his feelings. Maybe if she knew how important it was for him, she'd be much more accommodating. Instead of moaning, Inati should find out what his wife needs in order to fulfill his needs.
Yeah, just taking your meat out doesn't mean it's business time.
Right.
I'm not saying that's all he does.
Don't just slop the meat out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying it's all he does, but it's just something to consider.
I agree that people shouldn't get married. Still have the party, though. Having all your family and friends come together to celebrate your love is an out-of-this-world amazing feeling. Thanks for a great show, Kate. Did I tell you I've been invited to my first ever gay wedding this month? It's happening, I think it's next weekend. And it's one of my sister's best friends, and he's getting married to the guy they've been dating for like 2 years. I've never been to a gay wedding, so I'm excited about that.
I'm pretty sure they're more fun than normal weddings.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. I really am. I'm hoping it'll be a really, really fun evening.
Random question.
Yeah?
But has gay marriage always been legal in South Africa?
No. Not always. But it's been legal for the last, I think, since democracy. I think they've changed a bunch of laws, but certainly now it's a fairly regular occurrence.
And then in America, is it recent?
It depends on which state you're in. Certain states, they've been, gay marriage has been something that's been going on for long. Other states, it's still frowned upon. Depends where you are in the world. There's still very closed-minded people all over the place. You ever been to a gay wedding?
Not yet, Gareth.
See?
I've been to some weddings where there have been gay affairs, as in hugely happy.
Oh, right.
But not actual gay weddings.
Yeah, but who uses the word gay when they're referring to happy anymore?
Yeah.
Unless you're 1,000 years old, and your and your name is Petunia. Or Bevardia.
Reginald and I had a gay old time.
Yeah. Who still uses that word for happy? All right. Before we get Rami and Romeo in here, Ben has found a Taylor Swift impersonator who he needs to warn us about.
So, impersonating celebrities is actually a big deal.
Yeah, you can make a lot of money.
Back in the days of David Beckham, there was a guy, because David Beckham's hairstyles kept changing, so you can never actually there'd be many impersonators. So, you get a guy who'd be earning all kinds of money, and then boom, David Beckham shaves his head, and then he would like lose a job.
Mm.
But there's an Australian girl, and her name is Olivia, and she's a hotter version of Taylor Swift. Her name is Olivia Clare.
Really?
You can find her on Instagram, Olivia_oblivious.
Hmm.
And she makes between $5,000 and $10,000 a day, per appearance.
Huh.
How great is that? Basically, just stand there. You don't have to suck the souls of men like Taylor Swift does.
And she looks like she looks like her?
Yeah, go onto her Instagram account. She looks like her.
Hmm. Can she sing?
Well, it just doesn't need to.
She just has to arrive.
That's the great thing. If you're good looking in life in various ways, it's all that actually matters.
26 years old, American singer, songwriter or actress Taylor Swift ने हाल ही में अपने look-alike Olivia Sturgis से मुलाकात की, जिसके बाद Olivia ने Taylor और उनके
This is from the Bombay Times.
I love it when
we
speak Hindi on a Friday.
It's great, right?
Just अपने social networking site Instagram पे post किया.
बता दें कि
Taylor अपने 1989 के Australia World.
You can understand a lot of this actually,
yeah, I'm
right?
I'm getting it all.
You are. This is not hard to follow.
जब उनकी मुलाकात Olivia और उनकी दोस्त Christy Lee से Melbourne में हुई, Christy Lee ने इन
तीनों
सोशल साइट पे शेयर कर कहा, Swift had seen us on Tumblr and saw that Liv lost her mum and wanted to send her condolence in person.
That's amazing. So Taylor Swift saw on Instagram that this impersonator of her had lost her mum, and she sent her a condolence message.
It's interesting how the more Hindi you hear, it actually sounds like English towards the end.
It was English. Shut up, Ben. Anyway, good for her.
Huh?
She looks just like Taylor Swift.
If you could impersonate anybody in the world, who would you want to look like so you can make money?
If I could look like anyone? You'd want to be... You'd have to be someone famous. There's no point being like someone rich or someone powerful, right?
Yeah, because you're not going to get money.
Powerful. If you look like Vladimir Putin, he's going to find you and have you killed.
Yeah, somebody might kill you by mistake.
If you look like Donald Trump, what's the use of that? First of all, you have to look like Donald Trump. What a horrible life.
That is tough, but you'd get decent money to do like Saturday Night Live things. Stuff like that.
If I had to look like anyone, do you know who I'd want to look like? Who's the guy from Transformers?
Optimus Prime.
No, man. The one who's married to that hot Fergie.
What's his name? Josh Hartnett.
Josh Duhamel. Yeah, I'd want to look like him.
Okay.
I would like to look like him. Anybody got a better suggestion?
This Josh dude looks like Mark Wahlberg.
No, he doesn't.
Nah, he does.
Oh, come on.
He's got much better skin.
Pull side-by-side photos of both of them.
No, he doesn't look like you. What's wrong with you? Are you wearing your glasses? Taller. Are you high?
These guys look the same to me.
Flex.
He's about a foot taller than him to start with.
He doesn't look like Mark Wahlberg. Looks nothing like Mark Wahlberg.
And why would you choose Josh? No one even knows him.
I would like to look like that. I think my life would be a lot more successful. I wouldn't do it for the purposes of impersonating Josh Duhamel.
Why don't you just dye your hair brown and see how it goes from there? Because you guys have similar features.
Please.
Do it, guys.
There's not a thing... This Master Sanctuary, are you kidding? I'm about to go up to the bell tower and ring the bell. I don't look like that.
Save that crap for female guests. Just go. Dye your hair brown this weekend.
All right,
it'll be fun. Everyone will love it. It'll
be revolting. Okay, and the main reason is he's married to Fergie. She's so goddamn hot.
Fergie looks like Mel B at the moment.
No, she doesn't.
Come on,
she looks good.
She's like 45.
Have you seen that music video for Milk?
Sure. Okay, you're telling me people look like in music videos, that's how they look in real life.
Oh, come on, Ben. There's room for fantasy.
Gareth, in music videos now, you're not called a makeup artist. You're just called a magician.
All right.
The things they create.
All right, Ben. You asked me. Who I would like to look... Who would you like to look like?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay. Fair enough. Flax, how about you?
Taylor Lautner.
Really?
Yeah, he's got these eyebrows and eyelashes that are so defined.
Do you remember when Flax first came on the show?
Is this the gayest conversation with this ever? Guy.
No, you must have a look at
worse.
It.
We've had worse.
This is not even the gayest?
But remember when Flax first started the show, he loved this guy more than Bieber.
He's the one from... Twilight. He played the dog in that...
I've never watched him as like an actor in Twilight. I've watched him in other movies, but
you never watched Twilight?
No, not a fan. I don't like that fake dragons
What kind of millennial
vampires.
Are you if you haven't watched Twilight?
No, but this dude has like matte black eyelashes. I once tinted my eyelashes to try and get closer to his.
It has now officially become the gayest conversation.
Everybody, you've been waiting for this moment. Now it's finally happened.
It's finally happened. Do you have music for that?
Have you pulled up a photo of Taylor?
Yeah, I don't understand what you... You're right. Look, we've all got different things. If you had to look like anyone famous, who would you want to look like? I mean, you could go with like a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift. Or a... What singers are there that you'd want to be like? Because obviously with the three of us, we're going to think about which guys we would look like. But if you're going to be a girl... If you had to be a girl, who would you want to look like? How about you? Well, Peshitta, come on. Who would you want to look like?
She's thinking hard about this.
I want to look like Megan Good.
Who?
Megan Good, her lips. Man.
Who the hell's Megan Good?
Oh, gosh, she's...
Who? Just get up and come to the microphone. I can't hear you. Who is Megan Good?
Think Like a Man. Yeah, she was on Think Like a Man.
Oh, she was also on Cousin Skeeter.
What?
You know the girl from
like
Cousin Skeeter?
A different
Skeeter?
Warp over there.
What the hell are you two watching?
Megan Good, dude.
Megan Good?
Yes.
Is that G-O-O-D-E?
Yeah.
No, G-O-O-D.
Megan Good. Oh, okay. I see who you mean. What the hell's Cousin Skeeter?
I don't know what that is.
Have you never seen Cousin Skeeter?
No, dude.
Okay, Megan
Good's... Yeah, Megan Good's hot. I see that. All right, I got you. All right, what a scintillating conversation. I can't believe where we are. Flax, you really never saw Twilight?
No. I'm legit not a fan of that fake vampire and all that stuff. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, not interested.
Alright.
It's a waste of time to go watch all this non-real stuff.
Right. Yeah, but you subscribe to Kanye West and all that other non-real stuff.
Oh, so Kanye West is out of hospital. Thank you for bringing this up, Ben. Kanye West is out of hospital.
Alright.
He dyed his hair blonde for some reason, but just like the top half. So that's blonde, and he went out for the first time, I think it was last night. He went to an art installation for the first time.
I'm very excited. Rami and Romeo coming up next. Yeah, comes with the cooking and three burners and this girl. Isn't that nice? It is Friday. It's the 9th of December already. We're going into the holidays. It's very exciting. And I'm very excited today to have with us two people who have got a show here on cliffcentral.com. We've, of course, known Rami Shwene for a long, long time. She's been on television. Everybody knows her name. Everybody knows who she is. She's extremely famous. And in South Africa, that is not an easy thing to achieve. It's true, right?
Well,
you can't walk through the shopping mall.
No, I can.
No, you can't.
But yeah, everyone wants to know what's happening next.
People bother you. They want photographs. They want all of that stuff.
We do that.
So if you don't know who Rami is, and you must be what, like part of the 1 or 2% of people who don't, then she's been on... you're currently on Muvango, right?
No, just finished on Muvango.
Okay, but you've reprised an old character.
Yes.
That you brought back. Evil, twisted, nasty, vicious, horrible woman.
Yes.
I remember.
And all the women love her.
Yeah.
Because they want to be like her. They just want to kill their husbands, but...
Well, there are a lot of women who are doing that, so I hope you haven't inspired more.
Yeah, I think I have. Totally. There's a formula, and they're following it.
But you've been in Abomzala, it's complicated, Scandal, Inkaba, Backstage, all of those things.
Yes.
So you really are like one of our best actresses.
I hope so. Yeah. I better be.
And, as if that isn't enough, she's also written books. She's also released an album.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, talk about ticking
one
all
book,
the boxes.
I'm busy with my second book now.
This book is kind of stories, right?
Yes.
You didn't, it's not autobiographical or...
It is, it's 30 short stories, it's all about me.
Okay, so they are stories from your life. They're not just stories that you've written about.
It's things. Stories about my life.
So it's not fiction. That's very good.
No.
I must read this. It's called We Kissed the Sun and Embraced the Moon.
Yes.
Very nice. How thoughtful a title. Trying to work out what that means. And Romeo Mabasa.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice meeting you.
All right. So, Romeo, I've obviously heard you guys doing your show on cliffcentral.com already. But how did you two end up together? How did you end up working together?
Yeah. 20 years in the making.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah, for 20 years,
There's a lot of energy when you two are on together. Romeo, for those people who don't know, is a life coach, motivational speaker, and he has written three books, not just the one sad, lonely book that Rami's
because
written.
He can't act.
He can't act, exactly. There we
Stop
go.
Hating.
That's the truth.
Huh?
Right.
Stop
okay. No, no, fair time, enough. And he provides management consulting and speaks to university students, among other things. So, I mean, you're both very busy people. How do you find time to do a show as well?
Well, I think, you know, when you're passionate about what you do, and I think to the core of it is all about making a difference and creating opportunities for someone else. So when you think about that, you will just find the energy to do it.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The only way you actually ever really make it in anything is if you provide something to someone else.
Yeah.
Something they consider valuable.
True. Yeah.
That they're prepared to pay for.
Yeah.
If it's money or time or anything else.
That's true.
You know, so I think that's really important. What do you, what's the idea of the show for those people who haven't downloaded it yet?
I think Rami tells it better.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Give us the synopsis.
Basically, Be Lighted, which is why it's called Be Lighted.
Mm-hmm.
Delighted. It's basically we get different people from all walks of life, whether in different fields. We bring them in studio to come and tell us their journeys, their stories, especially some people that are famous. They could be university professors, doctors, psychiatrists. It doesn't matter. You find that one of the biggest reasons was that because mainstream media usually focuses on what you did wrong and that you were, all those stuff. And if they tell you the good, they just basically kind of run through with a brush, like your achievements. But now we don't know how you got there. And that's why we have Belighted. We want to ask people. So we know you're a millionaire, but then how many times did you fail and how did you get out of that? It's basically to encourage people and just give them the cleaner and the more honest stories and that we didn't just wake up looking fabulous. We actually are struggling artists and we are famous and we are on TV and we don't have money in the bank.
Right. And that's the truth for a lot of people in show business, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are out there. They're trying to make money. They're doing three or four different jobs at the same time because they're trying to make ends meet. But in the end, these are not rich, famous people who have connections to huge amounts of money or power. Yeah. Sometimes they're just really trying to get ahead.
Yeah.
And I think also the whole purpose of the show. Rami and I have been invited to so many shows, but you know, unfortunately, because of time constraints, you know, you can only talk for 5 minutes and you go home.
Right.
But then if you get a show, you are able to talk for that particular duration. Yeah. But also we wanted to create an environment, a non-threatening environment to come. When we invite you to the show, we want you to know that we're not going to put you on the spot, you know, talk about the things that are kind of like going to make you look bad, but we want you to create a belated moment for someone.
A lot of people are nervous about that, I'd imagine, and particularly in showbiz, that all the horrible stuff's going to be dredged up, and Rami's already referred to that. So let's talk about that for a second, because the irony is so many people who are not there yet, who are struggling to get ahead, the only stuff they ever get to hear about the people who might inspire them is the bad stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
They get to hear about the drugs or the failed relationships.
The repossessed house.
The repossessed house. Mm. All this nasty stuff. And the press loves that stuff because it sells papers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if most South Africans, do you think we're a negative country for starters? Do you think we've got a lot of negative people around?
No.
Yeah, no, I also, I don't think so.
You
no,
do
we don't.
Or you do? Well, you two
no,
sound
we don't.
Like you
No, we don't.
We don't. We don't think.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you thinking?
No. What I'm thinking is that actually we have such a beautiful country.
Yeah.
And there are so many untold stories of good Samaritans out there. They just don't have a platform to tell. But there's quite a lot.
Why happening. All these people who want to always tear each other down? Why all this bitterness? When you look at social media, when you look at what they print in the Shwashwis and the Siago Bozas and those things, these are people who are horrible.
I think,
right? They're horrible people. They just want to read shitty things about other people.
Yeah, well, I think for some people, okay, there are people who look up to celebrities and all of that, but then there are other people that, I think when you write something negative, it's a reminder that they're still human and they can feel just like you. And yeah, for some people that makes them feel good. It's like, okay, fine, well, he can blunder too. That's cool. We like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of it, but it sometimes is very mean. I mean, I spoke to Somizi about this often on the Idol set. He just doesn't even take calls when he sees that it's a journalist from one of the Sunday.
But you see what the industry has come to, and I think for me as well, unfortunately, for a lot is a money spin-off. You know, there is so much in a headline. You look at a headline and it just drives you. It has this psychological effect for you to go spend money.
Yeah, you just want to run and get this. Yeah.
And you don't think that we're also, I mean, we love to see our politicians fall. We love to see business people being caught with their hands in the till. We like to see these pastors who are feeding people terrible things and making them do stupid stuff.
But you see, it's also a cycle. It doesn't start now. I think it's what we are fed. And when you're used to that, you get addicted to it. If you're going to eat junk, you get your body gets used to junk. Yep. And you, it's like, feed me, Seymour, all the time.
Yeah. So how do we change that?
That's why we have a show like Belighted, and we bring people in. We don't send a set of questions. Everyone's like, so what are you asking me? We're like, we don't know.
We'll have a conversation.
Yeah, we're just going to have a conversation. We say it's a conversation between you and us, and it just happens that we have a microphone there and someone is recording it.
Mm. And I think more than anything else to your question, change starts with you.
Absolutely.
You know, I can start with me and I affect Rami, and then, you know, becomes a nice chain reaction.
That is good because that can happen. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
You know, you introduce someone with some positive energy into a room and suddenly it catches on. And before you know it, everybody else is having fun. Those fire starters, those people, you guys are both like that.
Right? Yeah. And I actually saw this video called Starting a Movement. You know, a group of people chilling in a park, and then someone just starts dancing to no music. And they dance so well that the second person joins in. By an hour later, everybody was dancing.
Yeah. Like,
it can happen.
It can happen.
And
it
similarly, happen. You know, when you're around people who drain you, you feel just worse and worse and worse as time goes by.
I always say to someone, it's like when you walk into a room and you don't, like when you don't know people, and you feel a bit nervous or you're a bit negative about it, before you even say, I actually don't like his hair, before you get to the negative side, find five good things that you like about that person.
Mm.
I might not like your hair, but your t-shirt is cool. Okay, so it's a cool t-shirt, nice jeans, nice smile.
Mm.
By the time you get to the fourth one, the hair doesn't matter. So if you find five good things, that's good enough.
That is so.
That's more than good enough.
What a way to go into tough situations, because people do. They find reasons to complain rather than reasons to feel.
Part of life coaching also is to say, when you find that a person is so negative, is let's look at what is so negative in your own life, because you always give what you are used to.
Yeah, it's a reflection.
But isn't it amazing, Romeo and Rami? Both of you know this because you probably know people in these situations. No matter how successful, materially happy, wealthy, let's say that they've got love in their life, let's say they've got all kinds of things, there's some people who are just perpetually dissatisfied, and then you get people who have nothing. They have zero and they're just happy. They manage to turn on the happiness.
I always say that the beauty of a human being is you need to have an inside outward mentality. If you have peace inside, it's easy to give it outside.
Yeah.
If you are content inside, and that is also tested. Rami and I were talking about, you know, when was the last time you spent time by yourself? And what does it feel like? And what do you go through that moment? When was the last time you ask yourself, how are you doing? It's easy for you to refer to how you're doing based on what's happening in your life. But the real question is...
We're trained to think that that is, first of all, selfish, which it isn't. It's healthy. It's very healthy. We're second of all trained to feel like if we're on our own that we're lonely instead of just being alone.
Yeah, you're just alone. You're not lonely. Right. I love my alone times.
Oh, I'm sure. Awesome. Okay, so what's going on in your life right now, Rami? What's happening?
Well, we've got Cliff.
Tell me about. Sure. Yeah, we'll get to the Clifford's Carols in a second. Tell me about family. Tell me about career. Tell me about all that
stuff.
Well,
my girls have grown. I've got three girls.
How old are they?
23, 21.
You don't look old enough to have a 23-year-old.
Hey,
huh?
I know, but I am. I can't be. I told you.
What, did you have her when you were six? What's up with you?
And I've got a 9-year-old as well. So, yeah, my first one works at Melrose Arch, investment company.
That's a big spread. They've kept you young.
Well, I hope they will. But then that day I see like a little bit of bye-byes. I'm like, okay, no, I'm still fine.
What are the bye-byes? That's when you have, Oprah used to have the chicken wing under her arm, right?
Yeah, it's like,
and you get that flap of skin.
It's like, bye-byes.
And you know, there's nothing you could do about that if you got it, right?
No.
You can't exercise that away.
No. And it's fine. And you know what works? What works is when you say, I look fine. Yeah. I mean, when you're in your 20s, you wonder, what do you look like? Oh, I've got stretch marks. I've got this and this and that. Right? That's like, after you go past 40, 41, 40, you're thinking,
who cares?
Look good, man.
Yeah.
Who cares, you know? Correct. So it's all of that. But other than that, I'm single. And, okay, maybe I'm lying. I'm not looking.
No. Are you or aren't you? Because are you going to be honest about this?
No, I'm not looking, but I'm single.
You know, they need to go by me first. Oh. I need to interview
Are you
going to
check out every man?
I will interview them personally.
He I like this. But that's very
that.
Protective. He means it well.
Yeah. No, I know he means well. But right now I'm just like working and doing other things, writing my second book.
When last you get some action? Come on, a good looking woman like you. You can't have been.
That I can't answer.
What do you mean you can't answer?
Well, he doesn't know.
Everything. I don't know.
I tell him everything.
So when last do you get some action? You're a good-looking woman. You deserve a bit of love in your life.
Spotlight moment?
No, you know what? It's not a spotlight moment. It's just
come
that.
Come on. You haven't hung that old vagina out to dry.
It is dry.
Oh, nonsense. Come on. You got some excitement in your life. Like, you got a sparkle in your eye. That doesn't come from nowhere.
No. Listen, when I've got
Has
action.
Has it been months?
When I've got action, you would be wearing sunglasses now.
Has it been weeks? Days, just 2 days.
Well done. Wow.
2 days.
Oh, just because? No, 2 years.
Fist pump. 2 days.
No, hold on. Did you say two days or 2 years?
2 years.
No.
Seriously.
No.
Seriously.
I think this interview.
But hey,
end now.
Listen, I don't have issues. I got toys for days.
No, I can tell. You're one of those people who doesn't really. You don't.
I'm like,
you
listen.
Don't need
I,
anybody
oh
else.
No, I think I sex you. Is a beautiful thing. I'm not going to like.
But you don't need.
Undersell myself like that.
But you're not sitting there going, oh my god, I'm so alone and I'm desperate and none of that.
And
stuff.
I give sex tips. All these married people.
I know.
Ask
I can hear you.
Sex tips. I'm a twerker.
Give us a sex tip right now, for anybody here who needs to spice up their sex life.
First
Ben,
thing,
me, Flax, anybody who's listening, go on.
Okay, to the ladies, you must never let a good hard-on go to waste.
Right. Get stuck in there, girls.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't want to sit on it, then kiss it.
Yeah, right. I got you. It's very, you've handled that very beautifully.
Have you written a book on this?
You should.
I'm thinking
bestseller.
Yeah, it should be. It will be because every time they call me on radio to come, it's all about sex.
You must always tell the story of how you always bring the awkward gift at a baby shower. What is it? No, not baby shower. The bridal shower.
Do you bring...
I always buy toys and people then...
And they unwrap them in front of their mother-in-law.
Yeah, no, but you know what I don't get? I thought bridal showers were for kinky stuff. And then you get the actual glasses and those stuff is those for the actual wedding.
But those are so boring.
But then you bring those to the wedding. So every time there's, like, the other day, I bought someone a toy and...
Yeah.
Then it,
what a thoughtful gift.
You know what I mean? And then they started opening gifts. I see glasses, I see plates, and I'm starting to clutch on my gift because I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to open this one. But then, and I had come in late, and then this lady who was the MC, like, oh, no, Rami, we saw you came with a gift. Please, let's open. I'm like, no. They're like, no, come now, we're going to open. Then they open it, and there it is in all its glory. And green mamba.
The ones who laugh are fine. But the ones who go all pale and they look around and they're disappointed in you.
Yeah.
You know those people that probably have the horrible sex life.
They do have horrible sex life. I mean, you can see when someone, you can see by the way they're walk.
They're uncomfortable about,
they can do what they're supposed to do. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm good. I'm mean.
Now let's talk about TV for a second and then Romeo, I'll get on to you in a second.
Sure.
Starring in a South African television series is, it's a regular income. It's good. You know, for most people, it means employment. It means something good's going on in their career.
Yeah.
But it can be very boring to go onto a soap opera set because you arrive. What is that? Who's phone?
I don't know. Someone is trying to call me. I don't know why.
You arrive on the set sometimes very early in the morning. Most of it is hurry up and wait.
Yes.
You have to sit around in makeup. You have to sit around in hair. You probably fall asleep some of the time if you've got a decent enough dressing room.
Yeah.
But soap operas are not all glamorous. They look great on screen.
No, they're not.
There's a lot of work. You have to learn lines. What's that like? What is it like working in soaps?
Working in soap, well, for me, because I started in theater first, and I love working. I don't have issues with it. Okay, I never learn my lines because I've got a photographic memory. So I read the storyline. Yes, I read the storyline of where the story is going. And if I know what I'm doing, okay, but now that takes a lot of training. I didn't just walk on set and knew what I'm supposed to do. So what happens is that if I have a scene with you and I know where the storyline is going, if you know your lines, I will know what I'm supposed to say. And 99% of the time, I am right.
That's always the thing that frightened me.
Because learning, like, what we forget as actors, what actors forget, and that's one of the things that when I do teaching, I say to them, forget that you are acting, because once you step into a character, like if I wear Kumucho's shoes, that's it. For the whole day, I'll be snapping at everybody. It's like, then I'm in character.
Right.
But that's because I remember to step in her shoes and do that. So now, when you speak, because lines are different, they can give us all the same lines, but how you deliver your line and how you deliver and I deliver are three different things. And it is just so... It's about executing that, remembering what the character is about. So that's what makes it interesting. So instead of learning lines, I would advise actors to learn to read, because they give you the breakdown of where the story is going that month and say, okay, this is the storyline. So you read that and already understand what the character, where the character is going. And then you start speaking towards the end, but you
know exactly what to say. This is the thing that gets me. Like you said, photographic memory. Some people, like I struggle with that stuff. I can't learn things by heart.
That's a lot of practice.
I think if there's one thing that also, because I did attempt acting and it's not easy.
No, sure.
It's not. But if there's one thing that Rami taught me and that actually stuck with me is learn to say one line in different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then that's how you remember it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's very clever. These techniques, this is useful stuff. Yeah. All right, Romeo, let's talk about the stuff you do, the life coaching and so on.
Yeah.
What do you think most people struggle with the hardest? What is the biggest thing for people to overcome that you have to help them deal with so often?
I think I always say the challenge that life coaches have is talking to someone who is not ready to change. They are hoping you will convince them. Because, they say the best way to get help is to accept that you've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to
like
me.
Like an alcoholic.
Yeah, you haven't accepted, and you know you're not going to stop. Mm. But you just kind of like want me to humor you.
Basically, it's attention seeking.
It's attention seeking, yeah. So that's the first thing that you want to assess. When you
can you break that and help them get to
the thing is, unfortunately, I'm not a psychologist.
Mm.
You know, I'm a life coach.
Yeah,
and as a life coach, I need to give you options and then help you choose the best.
You ever say to these people, "I'm sorry, go to a psychologist."
Yeah. No, I'm not. Usually, I wouldn't say it in those words, but I would say you are not ready. I'll be diplomatically so. You're not ready,
and you don't suggest that they go to therapy.
The thing is, the more someone figures themselves out, the better. Because that's what I'm saying. People know what their problems are. They know what they need to do. And they just kind of like, let me see if I can just play around with this person. And they don't mind paying for it.
But Romeo, let's think about this for a second. Because a lot of people would say, well, you can't be a life coach unless you have your own life figured out.
Yeah.
So are you at a very advanced stage of self-actualization? I mean, do you know exactly what you're dealing with when you look in the mirror?
That's correct. It's like I wrote a chapter. I'm not sure if my second book. There's a chapter called
Study Thyself. Called?
It's called Motivated and Personally Engaged.
Okay.
So now that you are motivated, how are you going to engage yourself to change?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, it comes back to you.
Right.
I can encourage you, but if you don't see the need to change, then we're wasting each other's time. So essentially, there's a chapter I wrote called Studying Thyself. I mean, if you can go to university and master somebody else's book who you don't know, mm-hmm. and you write and you get a distinction and you're so proud of yourself, if you turn the tables and do the same thing for you, study yourself, what will you find out? If you had to write an exam about you, would you still get the distinction?
We'll probably have to condone you, like 21% maths. There you go.
Can you believe that? 21%.
I was like, sorry? What? I thought it was a joke.
I thought so too. Fake news, right?
I'm flawed.
I saw a friend of mine yesterday on Facebook defending that.
Oh.
What?
Here's her thinking. She said she didn't do very well at maths at school, but in those days you could fail maths and still pass the year. She said that the problem now is that if you fail maths, you fail the year. So my point is, if it's 20%, you can't get 20% in maths? Yes.
My worry is there goes our engineering.
Yeah.
Engineering, scientists, out the window. So the next 10 to 20 years, we have a problem. Skills shortage of note.
True.
We need maths.
To be quite honest, a while back, we used to have like, okay, I also went to a school where they took maths and science and biology seriously.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter what you did. Maths was compulsory.
We had
high grades, standard grades, and if you even commercial maths.
And if you couldn't figure it out, they would help you.
Get extra lessons.
That's what you need to do.
That's what we need.
There's no human that's too dumb for maths.
No, man.
You know, I remember when I was in matric, we actually used to have Saturday classes.
Saturday class, yeah.
We'd go to your, you know, this
like
private
hall,
schools.
Yeah.
And then they would actually sponsor, you know, township schools for...
Right.
Yes.
Where did you grow up, Romeo?
I grew up in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. I was born in Mamelodi, stayed in Soshanguve, stayed in Mamelodi and Mabopane.
All right, we're from the same city.
Yeah.
I'm a Polokwane chick.
Bullocks.
I'm from Seshego. I was born in Seshego. Then my family moved to
you
Ruapo.
You and the Malemas.
Yes. In fact,
do you know
Julius
the Malemas?
And I went to the same church. We attended the same church.
Oh.
And we attended the same Sunday school. And he was the leader in Sunday school.
Yeah.
And
sure.
The Sunday school teachers couldn't handle him. Every Sunday he would stay there for 10 minutes and he would start protesting. They're like, out, Malema, out.
Could you identify at an early age that this guy was going to be something?
No, we're just thinking, he's just so pushy and so bossy. And you know what I mean? And then now when I say, it's like, it makes sense now.
Tell me, when you look at your three girls, I mean... how many of them are out of school now? Two or one?
Two. One
two
is
of them have finished
second year. The other one is in Rhodes doing second year. And
what are they studying?
She's doing media studies, journalism and the likes.
And she's actually quite good. Eh?
She is.
Like she is good. She's writing articles, creativity. She's really good.
Yeah.
Don't say I didn't punt. And I'm not getting papers.
They just got.
So,
just
so as a mom of three girls, were you worried that your girls might not have got the best education some of the time? Because you're always worried about that in this country. You know, you want to give them advantages, make sure they've got everything they need.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you sent them off to school, did you have to check it out very carefully? You know, a lot of parents are thinking about next year.
Yeah. No, basically with the two girls, because I knew good schools back at home, I simply just said, okay, I don't want them to be here in Joburg. Because
Did you take them to Bullocks?
Yeah, they went to boarding school there. They went to PEPS. Okay. It's in Polokwane, right in city center, and they got distinctions. They did really, really well, and yeah, they are very bright.
And I have to say, watching Rami, you know, holding it down with the girls as a single mother is so inspirational. And I think you could actually, let me finish. This is a very, very important moment.
Yeah.
You know, looking at her hustling for her daughters, like I tell you, her daughters want for nothing. Whether she has money or not, her daughters will get what they need to get.
Yeah, you know what? Just because there are a lot of single women in this country doesn't mean that they don't all deserve a lot of praise for the hard work they do.
Yeah. No, she's holding it down.
It is tough, huh?
Yeah.
It's really
it's crazy.
You know, no matter what happens, and moms will always make sacrifices for their daughters. You can't say the same about dads. I hate to be sexist about this, but really... The fact is, like, there are too many absent fathers in South Africa, and there are a lot of fathers who are, they'll try to be involved, but they never like the mom. There's just something nurturing about the mother that she can't turn her back on the kids.
And you know what? I want to say, okay, it sounds like it's a bit off, but I think we need to change the culture of what is that word?
Which one?
A family like you know, mother it two kids.
Like you're going to say something.
The nuclear, exactly. Yeah. The nuclear family. That's what I was. That's where I was. I don't know why it ran.
Okay.
We need to change our mindset around that, because if people stop holding on to the belief that everyone needs to have a nuclear family, then it's easier for us to adopt, for us to encourage other people. You know, then which is why then you end up. There are guys who say, I will never marry someone who's got a kid, a child, because then that child is going to be difficult to build a relationship with them. But then I think as soon as we let go of that, I know it's all about beliefs sometimes, it's all about religion, it's all about, there are so many things that influence that. But the sooner we learn that, we just all connected, we're just one big family. It's just that your surname is just to identify from which corner you're from,
right?
But you could be staying anywhere, and that's what community used to be like back in the day.
Yeah, I just thought you didn't have any food of these in the house, social constructions. Yeah, they can be very unhelpful.
They are unhelpful. Yep. So the sooner we let go of that, then we don't have issues with that. When we say you are a single mother. It's only because you're a single mother, because you're not married, but you're not living like a single person trying to kill themselves, and hustling and all
and
of
so
that.
And so what?
Yeah. Yes.
Like what you differences know? Make? If you've got three daughters that you've been able to raise single-handedly, what's the difference between that and a loveless couple who are together
in a
marriage?
Like miserable and
could care less about the kids.
Yeah. But then they're still, you know, people, they're just holding on because of the sake of the nuclear family. I think everyone deserves to be happy. Mm. And we must try to be happy in as many ways as we can. And if it means not having a nuclear family, I'm all for that.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
the first
you're right.
one to say, sweetie, if you're not happy, go.
I think that's exactly
right.
I think you need to write a book for single mothers.
That's a good
but
idea.
But I'm already on my second book. With
no.
Okay,
no, I know.
Listen,
single
just both of you calm down. You've got too much going on, all right? Romeo and Rami are on a new show on cliffcentral.com called Be Lighted, and you can download those podcasts. If you go along to cliffcentral.com, you'll find them there. I'm very, very excited to hear what else you guys are going to be up to next year, especially.
Yeah.
Let's give a plug to Cliffmas Carols, which we're doing this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Please come. I'm singing.
You're going to be singing.
Yes, I am singing. This is my idol moment, because Gareth is going to be there. You never know. He might just take me to Sun City. So please come and hear us sing. It's going to be beautiful. Proverb is there. No, it's going to be there.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
We've actually got Norma coming in a moment. Yeah. So
Tara's there.
Tara's there. Teboho's there. It's the Soweto Gospel Choir, Proverb. Timothy Molloy, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yes, and Tim, I've worked with Tim for so many years.
There are a lot of people doing these carols and things all over the place, but this has got to be
the one.
This is star-studded.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to hear my role. I'm going to be a crowd observer.
he's going to be a crowd observer.
So you see, usually when I go to an event, I sit right in the middle of the crowd because I'm the tallest. I can see everyone. So ask me after the show, what did you think of the show? I'm able to tell you based on facial expressions, the excitement levels, etc. So
he's basically saying he's not doing anything. He's just gonna be there.
You're stealing my shine.
Stealing your shine because you refuse to sing, and you can sing, and then you refuse to dance. Okay, you've got two left feet, so you don't have to dance.
But Romeo, Rami, we'll see you at Cliff Central Carols on Sunday.
Sunday, 5 o'clock.
Thank you for popping by this morning.
Come through.
Yeah. Come along. Book a compy ticket.
100 rand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you are not limited to 100 bucks, by the way.
Buy 5 tickets and get your friends to come.
Bring your aunt, uncle, granny, even the people you don't like.
It's going to be nice.
Right.
And we're going to take pictures after.
Damn straight. All right, you two. Thank you. Listen to this. This is important. Buy any Russell Hobbs appliance between now and the 15th of January, and you could win a share of 350,000 Rand in cash and prizes. Visit russellhobbsrush.co.za. Make a dash for it. Win a 30-second trolley dash and a share of 350 grand in the Russell Hobbs Rush. Visit RussellHobbsRush.co.za for more and make January your second Christmas. Coming up in a moment or two, we'll check in with Norma. I'm going to make Rami and Romeo sit here for a little while. I don't have to run away. You don't have to rush, do you? Okay, stick around. You can meet Norma. She's great. All of that and more on the way.
At Affluent Prey Fund Management, we know that time doesn't stand still. Weeks become years as we carry on reducing your retirement income. Once we've deducted management fees, performance fees, administration fees, and trading costs, you'll get 60% less in your retirement than you should. Because the passage of time changes all our fortunes.
At Signia, we won't help ourselves to 60% of your retirement money because we use revolutionary technology to eliminate unnecessary fees. Talk to your financial advisor or go to signia.co.za. That's SYGNIA. Signia Asset Management is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com.
This Christmas I'll eat and I'll fart, then the very next day I'll do it again. It's clear that this time of year I eat without reservation. Last Christmas I ate like a pig, all the ice cream and beef and the gravy and cream. Chicken, pudding and sauce, chocolates and Christmas turkey.
All right. Okay, everybody, let's get into it. Christmas is just around the corner. People are very, very excited, and we've got Cliff Central Carols happening on Sunday. This is your last reminder to buy your tickets, compy ticket now. All the proceeds go to Headway, which is an unbelievable organization that do great work for people with brain injuries. I've been involved with Headway for a long time. I've seen the families who go there in the beginning. You have these people who are devastated. They're broken. They've been in accidents. They've had horrible injuries. Sometimes you think, oh, my God, they're never going to come right. And you see through the course of occupational therapy and care and the kind of atmosphere that they provide there that these people's conditions actually improve. And you could see the whole family come back to life. It's really extraordinary. So we're going to do this for Headway, but we'd love to do it for you as well. And you heard Rami and Romeo in a moment, a moment ago, they said that they're going to be there. Rami's singing a song. And you know who else is going to be singing a song? Is Norma. Hello, Norma.
Hello, Gary.
I haven't seen you in a whole week and a half.
Yeah, I've been hiding.
I feel like I miss you, though, because we've been doing the Idols for how many weeks in a row, and I see you every week, and now I don't see you for a week, and it feels odd.
It does feel weird. I still wake up feeling weird.
I hear you've been in studio all week.
Yeah, it has been. It has been so hectic in studio, trying to push for this album release on the 17th.
And are they putting huge pressure on you?
Not so much, but it's just the pressure of getting things done and getting the songs registered and giving rights to certain people.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into an album. It's not just get there and sing.
But the actual studio time, have you spent a lot of time in there?
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Sick of it now.
a little. Just a little.
Yeah, well, welcome to the real business of music, huh?
Yeah.
And you're having fun, though?
It's absolute fun. I've been having fun in studio. I feel like it's almost like I'm having too much fun in studio and I'm not actually doing the album, but mm. in a sense we're just recording. It's just okay, moving on to the next song and on to the next song. It's so nice because we're getting a lot of work done in a short period of time. Yeah. And a lot of people say it's not really easy to have all of that squished into like a week.
No, it's impossible. You thought maybe after you'd won Idols you'd have a moment to breathe, but it hasn't happened yet. Have you at least spoken to family and friends since then?
I have. I went to the school and I visited the children. We had a class party and I told them all about what was happening in Idols and what happens behind the scenes, what happens in the house, and they really appreciated that, and we just had so much fun and they wished me well, and then we all got into like a huge circle and they prayed for me, so it was really cute. Sweet. Yeah.
Now the thing everybody wants to know is, when is this album going to be ready?
Hopefully next week.
And will you be able to take some time out and be with your family for Christmas?
I actually have a gig in Namibia on the 24th.
Wow.
So I have to fly back pretty late to make it in time for Christmas, so that I can be there in the morning and open the Christmas presents when I get home.
You're going to fly late on the night of the 24th?
Mm.
You might even bump into Santa Claus in the air.
Hopefully.
I hope your plane,
and receive my gift up there.
I hope your plane doesn't smash into him and ruin it for everybody.
No, we definitely want those presents to be delivered.
If he gets sucked into the engines, it could be very bad.
It wouldn't be pretty.
The kids at the school would be devastated.
They wouldn't receive.
They would sing songs about how Norma killed Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be terrible. All right, so you and I am very nervous about this. I've never done a song with an Idols winner before in my life, so I'm a little bit nervous, but we're going to be doing a song, which will be fun. But you're also doing your own, which will be great too. And you've met Rami now. She's doing one. The Soweto Gospel Choir. You haven't met them yet.
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're going to have that. They are so excited to meet you.
Sure.
No, it's going to be extraordinary.
And he's downplaying himself. I was there during rehearsal and he sang quite well.
I'm looking forward to you too.
You sang well. I was like, whoa.
I'm the gimmick in the lineup, really. I mean,
so if somebody had to shoot you and say you sing all your life, you'd probably survive.
Yeah, he will. He will definitely survive.
I'd scrape through.
Yeah, no, he will.
I'd scrape through.
Yeah,
but no, anyway,
he'll get like 33 1/3%.
I think this will be a lot of fun. I'm just wondering, do you think I should wear the Santa Claus outfit?
No.
No?
Yes, I want to see you in the Santa Claus outfit.
I could dress like an elf or a reindeer.
No.
A reindeer?
No.
No. Are you sure?
No. I'm scared about this one.
Don't do it.
What do you do for Christmas, Rami?
For Christmas, we eat a lot.
I know. Everybody does. Don't worry. We're all
soul food.
We're all looking at being at least 10 kilograms heavier by end of this month.
Yeah. We eat a lot.
And Rami's a good cook, by the way.
I'm sure.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is there anything you don't do right? I mean, you cook well. No. You're a great mother. You're a great actress, great singer, great writer. Look at you.
My policy is that when you do something, do it and make it great.
Give and what if you're bad at it? Do you just stop doing it?
If I'm bad at it, I'm prepared to learn.
Wow, what an attitude. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
What about you, Norma? Is there anything you can't do? What are you terrible at?
I have my flaws. I'm still learning like a lot of things. And one of the things I really battled with during the show was the dancing. Oh my word.
Yeah.
And listen, you try to learn all those steps. I'm like, can you remind me what we did the first time? I can't remember the first step.
I get a pass on that because I'm a white man. nobody expects a white man to dance. But with you, it's a lot harder.
What's his excuse? He's blacker than Norma.
Rami, you can't dance?
No, I can't move my body.
No.
Well, when you walk, you're moving.
Okay, hold on. Rami, can he dance or is
no.
it useless?
Like, ooh. Completely.
And, I feel like you're really good at dancing. I'm not a good dancer.
I'm a good dancer. I'm an exceptional dancer.
Again, she's good at everything.
Yeah, no, she's gifted.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Good dancer.
Sure. All right.
By the way, my wife just told me to start breathing. Does it ever tell you?
I've got what you've got the same.
Like, you know, you're in the middle of an important meeting and it actually asked me to stand up as well.
Yeah, here we go. Almost. This is
no timing.
My stupid watch. It says almost there. Keep moving for 1 minute to make progress towards your stand.
The worst is when it asks you to start breathing in the middle of an important meeting. So, dude, do your breathing exercise right now.
No, it's not going to happen. All right, listen. You three, I'm very excited to have you on the lineup. Everybody who hasn't already got tickets, you need to get them ASAP. Soweto Gospel Choir, Tera Tebogo, Norma, we've got Rami, we've got Proverb.
Tim.
It's going to be great. Candace, Timothy Molloy.
Gareth.
They must look out for the crowd observer.
And the crowd observer, Romeo, the tallest man in the auditorium. Yeah.
There you go.
The Lyric Theatre, Goldreef City, this Sunday. That's the 11th. Get your tickets now so you're not left begging at the door, because there are going to be people. It always happens this way. There's going to be people stuck outside. Oh, we don't have tickets. Can we come in? There's no standing room. We're not going to do that. It's got to be done right. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. And Noma, we're going to go and rehearse now.
Yes.
We got to check out whether or not you can pull up my standard.
Yo, I've got no voice, just to let you know. The way I've been pulling all my guns out in studio to make sure that album sounds good.
I don't want
to
hear your excuses.
So just do it.
Stop. Stop with the excuses. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And here's what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Are you single in the city? This is for you, Rami.
Yes. Okay. I'm listening. Okay.
Are you nervous about dating apps, but you're looking to find that someone special?
It's definitely
this
for
sounds
me.
Dangerous.
Gun.
How about you, Norma? You're looking for someone special?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
Well, there
I'm
are a bunch of international dating apps out there, but now South Africa has its very own app made specially just for you.
Uh-huh.
It's launching this month. The dating app is called Wango, WANGO. Wango for coffee? Flax, how does it go again?
Okay.
Wango for something? Watch, Flax knows how this works, because you wonder about that name, right?
Yeah.
Wango to Cliffmas Carols?
There we go, see? You say Wango somewhere, and then that's the answer.
Uh-huh.
It's been created to take the stress out of online dating and features a unique gentleman's touch, so you're not going to end up with creeps on that app.
Hmm.
All right? A place to meet quality people. It's all about manners, respect, safety. Dating made perfect. Download on your app store now. Wango, W-A-N-G-O, W-A-N-G-O, W-A-N-G-O.
Not Wango.
W-A-N-G-O, and Wango was his name.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
All right, very, very nice. Let's wrap it up with the un-news for this morning. Thank you to Rami. Thank you to Romeo. Thank you to Norma. Thank you to you. We will see you on Monday. And if you're coming to Cliffmas Carols, Cliff Central Carols, you can come on Sunday and we'll see you there. All right, here it is. Everything you need to know in one fell swoop. The DA have released their annual political report card, and they found President Jacob Zuma has, guess what, received an F-. The president is thrilled by this. He admitted that after the year he had in office, he was expecting even lower marks. So he's thrilled. I am very, very happy. And I am not concerned by this mark. No, absolute. Leonardo DiCaprio met Donald Trump and his team yesterday to talk about renewable energy. DiCaprio delivered a 90-minute presentation on climate change and what needs to be done, but his plans were not on the environment, more on seducing Ivanka Trump. He worked out a while ago that girls really like this whole green living thing. So while everyone else fell asleep during his boring documentary, he moved in on Ivanka, and things are said to have gotten pretty steamy. That's how Leo works. The Springboks lost again last night, and this time to the Proteas. You heard that right. Alistair Kitsia was quick to point out that it had nothing to do with his coaching, and more with his players failing to bowl in the right areas and score enough runs at the start of the innings. A special cricket Indaba will take place next year to ensure that the Bucks will do better against the Proteas. Indabas, Indabas, Indabas. All right, everybody, we will see you on Sunday at Cliff Central Carols or on Monday morning right here on touchcentral.fm and cliffcentral.com. Have an excellent weekend. The holidays are almost here. Soon, you can let loose and misbehave and take it easy if you want to do all those things.
This is cliffcentral.com.